Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So tomorrow we will enter the holiest of weeks, and I hope, however your Lent has been, that you enter into this upcoming week with full attentiveness and an open heart. I would like to tell you a story of an archbishop whose story is well known. Now, Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger, who was Archbishop of Paris from 1981 to 2005, once told a story about a group of boys in Orleans, France, back in 1939. The boys wanted to have a bit of fun and dared each other to go inside the church and confess a made-up list of terrible sins to trick the priest in the confessional. One of them, a Jewish boy named Aaron, took up the challenge to go and trick the priest. So he marched into the confessional, but the priest, who was both wise and holy, immediately knew what he was up to. Without showing any sign of annoyance, the confessor gave him a simple penance: to go up to the altar, kneel before the large image of Jesus crucified, and say three times, "Jesus, I know you died for me, but I don't give a damn." Ha, easier than I thought, Aaron told himself. So he went up to the altar to do his penance. "Jesus, I know you died for me, but I don't give a damn," he shouted. "Jesus, I know you died for me, but I don't give a damn," he declared a second time. "Jesus, I know you died for me, but I don't give." He couldn't go on. He burst into tears. And the following year, in August of 1940, Aaron was baptized and took the name Jean-Marie. You may be wondering how we know this story given the seal of confessional where a priest swears not to reveal anything in the confessional. The cardinal said, "And the reason I know that story," he concluded, "is that boy is standing here now speaking to you." Such is the power of the cross. Have a blessed Holy Week and let us pray. O God, who have made all those reborn in Christ a chosen race and a royal priesthood, grant us, we pray, the grace to will and to do what you command, that the people called to eternal life may be one in the faith of their hearts and the homage of their deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.